Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there tonight? Hope everybody's doing fine. Racing, getting ready to jump back off, starting to move around, people regrouping, doing some things. There's a lot of stuff going around. It'll be exciting. You're going to be jumping off here pretty soon. I know people are getting ready this coming year. Just to let y'all know ahead of time, I want to reiterate again, there's a big banquet, Grudge Race Banquet going on in Atlanta. The Grudge Race Banquet going on in Atlanta, February the 8th. Information will be available all for make it. That's where they're going to start coming up with all the nomination, who's Grudge Race every year. Who's what and who's where. So stay tuned for that. We're always trying to get in the mix and play a major part of the national stuff. Texas is a big old state. That's how we keep trying to make names for folks here in Texas to be recognized all over the country with everybody else. The world is a lot bigger than just one side. We got to continue to do our thing and try to put our name in a hat and be recognized. So that's a nice banquet. But before we get any further, as always, we got Ernie on here. Ernie always come up with a lot of nice things to talk about. We kind of missed Ernie last week. I actually had the opportunity to hear Ernie on the show talking about track temperatures and stuff like this, the do's and don'ts about it. I thought it was pretty good, but we missed him. Maybe he can share a little bit on that tonight, along with whatever he got. Hey, how you doing out there?
Hey, Tracy. Yeah, track temperatures, I think, got me last week. We had some water pipes freeze on the second floor and had a water feature on the first floor. It was nasty. That cold weather y'all sent this way is not appreciated. You know, y'all in Texas, how about sending the warm weather this way?
Well, we've been a little cold this way, too, aren't we? When y'all was out there freezing, believe it or not, man, we were down here in the And the teams also, you know, it's been kind of cold here. Same time y'all experiencing that, boy, we got a hard one to come through here and dropping the temperatures what we're not used to seeing. So, hey, we experienced it. Glad it's starting to warm up a little bit. So, we're just glad to get past it.
Yeah, you know, even though we had cold weather, you know, some of the tracks were open. And you was talking about the show I had last week with Dog on track temperatures. You know, we were talking with one of the guys with VP Chemicals about the track additives that most of the tracks use, and that their minimum temperature, surface temperature, that they design any additives for is 50 degrees. Now, we're not talking 50 degrees outside temperature. We're talking about 50 degrees surface temperature. If you get one of these thermometers, you can shoot the temperature on it, check your track temperature. If it's below 50 degrees, come on, guys. Put the race off till the next time, you know, Grudge Race off. It's not worth going down there and tearing up your car, somebody getting hurt, just because you want to get down the track. Also, when they're prepping these tracks, they're laying the temperature, they're laying the additive down on the starting line and tapering it out down range. And when these cars get cold, the tires are cold. They get hard as a rock. When you do a burnout, you're going to heat up the temperature of the tires, but you're only going to heat the temperature about 125 thousandths into the tire, about an eighth of an inch of the tire actually gets a little warm. The sidewalls, because of the cold weather, stiffen up. So you do a long burnout and back up. By the time you get back up, no, the track has cooled down, but the surface of the tire has cooled down tremendously. The sidewalls are stiff. When you stage in, if you can get it to hook and leave the starting line, as soon as that car gets out there about 60 to 100 foot, it's going to try to knock them off. And when you get these tires spinning and they're cold, they're not going to hook back. Do not go out there and pedal a car thinking you're going to make it hook. The only thing you're going to make it hook is the wall or the car in the other lane. There are sometimes valor is just get your foot, put it underneath your butt, and set on it. I know you want to touch the throttle, but that is the worst thing you can do out there on these cold tracks. And I don't know the wind that y'all have been getting, but we've been getting some pretty hard winds down here. So not only do you have the track surface itself, but you're going to start getting silt and dust and dirt blowing across these tracks. When that's picked up by the tires, it just kills the surface tension. So keep it safe. You know, check your surface temperature of the track. And when you do a burnout, back up, check your tire temperature. A optimum temperature on the tire is about 10 degrees more than the surface temperature. So if you're going out there and come back and your tires are stone cold, you need to shorten up your burnout. Don't just go 300, 400 foot down the track doing a burnout. Roll through the water, do a burnout, let off, back up, get staged in, and ready to go. You'll make a better run. The tires today don't need eighth-mile burnouts. It's hard on the motor. It's hard on the tires. Unless you, if you put it on the show for the fans, they appreciate it. But the car's not going to run any faster for doing it. So y'all be safe. You know, races are coming up. There's a lot of races starting to come down. Doug's got his circuit going on in South Georgia Motorsport Park. I think it's in about 35 days. Going to be some killer racing down there. Start getting your car serviced to get it back up. Check everything over. Pack your bearings. Check your tires, especially your front tires. Check not only the sidewall, but check the tread area on the front tires. When you go out on the other end, you start putting on brakes. These little 3.5, 4-inch tires don't have a lot of grip. One slide, and they'll have a square spot on them. So check them all the way around. Check for any fraying, any trash that might be in them. It's extremely important to go out there and be safe and have fun. Tracy, apologize for not being on with you last week, but, you know, we'll get everything going. Also, on the Ask Ernie show for next Monday at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, we're going to have Pete with MSD on. Yeah, they said they'd come on. This will be the second time they've been on. Bring your questions. I told him he was going to be open for them. Y'all could ask him anything he wanted, that y'all wanted. And if you got any suggestions on stuff, this is the man to talk to. So if you got any questions or any problems or you need some help with your tune-up, you know, give me a call. CompuCar Nitro Systems at 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. Easy to remember if you need nitrous questions or need to know something about your tune-up, need parts, pieces, or systems. That's what we've got. And our solenoids have an unconditional lifetime warranty. If you go to the CompuCar Nitrous Facebook page, we've been running some specials on there. You might want to check those out. Friend it, because we're running specials about every day on different things. Some of them is going to be some pretty good specials. So y'all pay attention and get on there and check on what's going on. And if we can help you, give us a call. Tracy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Appreciate that, Ernie. If anybody had anything they want to add, Ernie, before you get off, you're going to push the one button at this time. So I know if you want to say something, Ernie, before you leave.
I'm here.
Button, We're going to move on. Thank God. Somebody push one button and want to holler in, so if not, we're going to move on. Sharon, we had a hand go up. If somebody might want to ask Ernie.
No, Tracy.
I tell you what, Tracy, we got something special going on. If you'll send in your old nitrous bottle, you know, I've been complaining about these nitrous bottles, and I've been complaining about everybody using torches, and they're out of stat, and they're out of spec, and explosive properties of them. We've decided to come out with a special. You trade your bottle in. I don't care whose bottle it is. I don't care what condition it is. I don't care if it's tall, fat, short, skinny, blonde, brunette, red-headed with washer and dryer. I don't care if it's in broken half or if it's got a hole in it. Send that to us, and we'll sell you a brand-new bottle with a Max Flow valve and siphon tube for $125. Pretty good deal, guys. That normally sells for $209. So if you got bottles out there that you're worried about or you're not sure about the spec on them, now's the time to step up and replace them.
All right. That's a good deal there, Ernie. That's a good deal, Ernie. I was sticking deals out there, man. It's a good deal. So I tried to get some of them bottles.
You had one hand that came up for questions for Ernie.
Okay. Go ahead. Who we got?
Doug, your mic is open.
Hey, Doug, how you doing? You got something,
bro? Hey, how you doing, Ernie, man? I appreciate what you're doing on the show, man, because that is very true about you saying about the cold tracks, and I appreciate you bringing that up because, you know, I'm an old-time racer from a long time ago, too, and I watch these guys in a rush to get out there to the track, and it'd be cold, and I watched the guy tear up his car on opening day and rolled it. Because the track was cold and they wanted to get out there, and it's not the time for guys with high horsepower to get on the track because they underestimate of how the temperature and the moisture in the air is. When you got a car with a lot of power and nitrous and stuff, I would suggest not to even run the car. I would suggest wait. You know, wait till it gets warmer, at least 70 degrees or so. And that helps out a lot because, like you say, we older and we experienced, me, you, and Tracy, and all the rest of the guys, and we learn from our mistakes, and we see some of these young guys that come out in and urging to get out there. And I learned from this, and I had no rush to get out there, you know. And that's good to let these people know. And I just want to let you guys know that you did a good job for 2013, and we're going into 14 real deep and heavy. And hope everybody's taking this into consideration. And Tracy, you and Sharon, you know, I appreciate you, and I'm listening to you every day. And all this information is nothing but knowledge. And like you say, you never get too old to listen.
So, boy, that's the truth. And these cars are just getting faster and faster. And like I say, if you got one of these super fast cars, I mean, there's just no way you're going to make that thing hook. With the track temperature below about 70 degrees.
But, I mean, you see on a good day when the track is even really good, you get down there in mid-track, the car get loose in mid-summer. So, you know, it's just dangerous, and you're trying to be on the safety side. And I consider safety first, and I don't care what nobody says. Safety comes first no matter how slow or how fast your car is.
Man, you are right. My thing is just like you said, my core is safety. If you can't be safe, don't even go down the track because there's nothing that you can do. There's not enough money you're going to make to pay for one night in the emergency room.
Yeah.
And if you get hurt, you can imagine you're going to go straight to the emergency room.
Hey, Ernie, another thing I wanted to bring up. You know that Outlaw Street car, we have that come on the TV here in Portland. It's called Outlaw Street. I know you've probably seen it, but if you notice, they go out there street race, and they show those guys, and they're using a torch heating up the nitrous bottles. And you know that's a no-no.
Man, that show is so against drag racing. You know, and don't even call it drag racing. They're calling it street racing. But having been in the production of several of these TV shows, you know, that's all scripted. It's all – they're racing on at an airport or a track. You can look at the lanes that's been laid down. That's a well-prepped race surface that they're running on.
Right. They got to do that to get the publicity for people to watch it and stuff. And that's why they tell you, if you see this, don't do this at home.
Yeah, but, you know, congressmen and people will look at that, and all of a sudden it's on TV. By God, it's got to be real. We got to pass a law against it. That's the problem with the gun laws. There's 55,000 gun laws on the books, but they'll go watch a movie, and somebody uses a gun, and all of a sudden they want to outlaw the guns. That's
right. What is that mixture they throwing down, they pouring out of them bottles that they didn't dip something to make the tires stick and screech? And what kind of mixture they didn't know? Have you figured that out yet?
Yes, VHT track bite.
Oh, okay. I didn't know exactly what it was. I thought they mixed some antifreeze or some other bullshit in there, you know.
No, that's just straight track bite that you can. That a lot of the tracks are using anyhow. And that surface that they're prepped to run on, really that's just part of the show to look like, hey, we're putting something underneath the tires. But
right.
It is just a traction additive.
Yeah, they just stuff to make the show look good.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, if you put a stopwatch on one of those passes they make, that's a 30-second pass on an eighth of a mile.
Hey, I know it.
The car in the left lane's up, the one in the right lane's catching up, then all of a sudden the good guy catches up, and the good guy passes right at the finish line. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Oh, all right. They do that to make the show look good so people can watch it, but us racers, we know the real deal.
That's right. All right, Doug. Okay, all right, man. We ain't going to be down all show today. We're going to let them do what they do, so.
Okay, I'm listening. Have a good day, Tracy.
All right, man.
All right, Tracy. Well, we'll talk at y'all later.
All right, we don't have any other hands. I just want to holler at you, you know. We'll go to, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we had a lot of conversation going around about the upcoming banquet, about grudge race of the year, about every different category around the country. We'll be a list coming out with all the nominees. Texas do have a few people. Names on some of them nominees, so when they come out, get a little close, we'll bring it up. You know, hey, these things are hidden votes. Everybody don't know who's doing all the voting at this time, so we'll just see how it panned out. We're coming 2014. Hopefully, more people out this way in the Texas area step up and names become prevalent on that list for the 2014 season. And with that said, you know, I think we had maybe a couple of races happen this weekend, some other tracks open. I don't know if we have anybody that wants to say anything about a race that happened this weekend, but we'll get to that. Let me say this before we get to that. I just want to say for everyone who don't know or haven't seen, there's a very nice grub calendar that's out. And you can go to SonicDogDragRacing.com, scroll down. You can see it. Got a PayPal button. You can also go on hotdogdoctor.com, and you can order your grudge calendar. Got a lot of pictures in there, man. A lot of folks in Texas and racing around the country that's offering that calendar. They got all the grudge dates that we can come up with that people have around the country. Also around here in the state of Texas, I believe everybody who promote races around here, I believe they date on there. So, man, it's a nice calendar. So, hey, check it out, man. Check the calendar out and get you one. You're liable to see yourself calendar, so. Hey, Ernie, is your mic open? I think it's you talking. Can you mute your mic? Somebody's talking. So with that being said, man, if we got anything that's coming up that somebody want to talk about right now before we get off into the nice topic, if there's anything someone want to mention before we talk about it, I share what hand we got.
Roy, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Tracy and Sharon. How are everybody doing out there?
What up, Roy?
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know about the MLK shootout. It's going to be on the 25th of January. We're going to have some good races planning on being there because there's going to be some guys coming from Louisiana, Dallas, and around the Houston area. So it's going to be the first race of the year. And so I know a lot of y'all guys want to come out and see what your car's going to do. If the weather permits, we'll be there. Gates going to open at 1 o'clock. $20 is admission, and kids under 12 is free. So I hope to see everyone come support the MLK shootout.
Okay, Roy. All right, so that's the first race to start off here in Texas, the 2014 season, MLK shootout, January the 25th, Houston Motorsports Park. So that's going to jump off what we started our legally grudge race season, is Roy's race. Okay, Roy, next hand, Sharon, we got?
Batman, your mic is open.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, ain't nothing, man. Just make it happen, man. You already know what I do, man. I sit back over the holidays. I wish everybody a happy new year. I know I ain't been on the talk show for a minute, but been trying to get some things together for Dallas, man. We got some big things coming up for Dallas, man. Everybody has big talk about the Dallas Raceway closed and all this, but I'm going to give out information to people what they don't know. You hear a lot of talk about Dallas Raceway doing this, doing that, but I'm going to tell y'all something. And I'm hearing this from the horse's mouth, man. Dallas Raceway will be open for a minute, man. You know, like I said, there's a lot of negotiation. People want to buy the track and do this and do that. These guys are still, this track is still open. Matter of fact, we just had a opening this Saturday and Sunday. They ran that Saturday and Sunday, man. And we had some good people come out. You know, we had racing facing them coming out with their new cars. And a lot of other guys with some new cars coming around here, man. Y'all remember this. March 22nd is still going to happen, man, at Dallas Raceway. And if it doesn't happen at Dallas Raceway, it will happen at Redline. And trust me, that track gets as good as any other track around here, man. I'm letting people know that right now. This event will go on. Batman's event will go on, and we make it happen. We still got our same locked-in races that we still had once before, and we're going to have a good time, man. I tell people this all the time. They had the same problem last year with Dallas Raceway closing. One thing about it, nobody knows unless the people that owns it and buy it. Them the only people that actually know. So all the little myths and talk about that, I'm telling you from the horse's mouth, I know. It's still happening and it's still open, man. I just want everybody to know that. And once again, Tracy, man, I heard you got a back half coming out. You can't hide that, Tracy. You can't hide it. Yeah,
right.
You can't hide it, Tracy. You know, Tracy, I got a satellite around this world letting me know what's jumping, man. So listen
here,
man.
Hey, with that being said, you know I'm coming at you, don't you?
I tell you what, Tracy, I ain't on rough stuff. You just gonna have to beat me, man. That's all that is to it. But I'm gonna say this once again. You know, there's a lot of back ass out here gonna be looking for you and gunning for you, baby. So you might already get ready.
Hey, I know, but I'm gonna come out. No sooner I get my shit together, I ain't gonna say a whole lot right now. But I'm gonna come out with me a hit list, okay?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you hitting there. I understand. I know a lot of guys are looking at you right now. You know they know secret. We know what you're doing. We know you're standing back and trying to get in the bag. We know it. Well, like I said, once again, I tell them, tell everybody right now, man, like I said, the track is still open and it's still going to go on with or without. It's going to go down, man. So once I say it, once again, I'm going to say this again, man. Everybody get ready for March 22nd because it's going to go down. We got the more locked-in races. Matter of fact, I can give you another locked-in race. Kenny Duke, Little Terry, and me, we locked in with Kenny Duke to run on the 22nd. That right there been forming up for a minute, just locked it in on Sunday at the track, and it will be at my event because I'm the one actually going to be driving that car. So y'all know what time it is. That's going to be a good race. Gonna be a lot of good races there, so y'all need to do that, man.
Batman, not to cut you off on what you just said. I mean, I got a call about that race. I heard you say it's gonna be on your event. Is that really clarified? Because I heard something different. So I'm just asking, well, that clarifies. Well, we might want to get the people on here.
I'm going to explain something to you, Tom McDonald. That car, a little Tory, I'm the driver. If you know I got a race on the 22nd, where you think it's going to be at?
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying I got a call, and they said the race was locked in at another place, and I was wondering how is that going to happen because I believe that was
whoever that had the misunderstanding. Because I know this for a fact, I was standing right there when they locked it in, man. So I'm just telling you that I know for a fact it will be at my race. If it's going to go down, it will be at my race because there's no way in the world I can be in two places at one time, man.
Hey, I think we got a hand on here, man. That's just that way the grudge world will know if there's some description. I know what you're saying. If you locked it in, if you say you're driving it, it's going to be at your race. I understand that. But when I heard it, they say the car owner locked it in and said something, agreed to something different. It might be a hand on here, let's see, so maybe we can grow the world know what's going to happen, where it's going to happen. So everybody know, hey, if, I think I've seen a hand. I don't know if it's
Tyler.
Tyler,
your mic is open.
Hey, I was standing there when it happened. I tried to tell Tori two or three times, Batman's having a race. You know that. Tori said, I don't give a fuck. Wherever you're racing, that's where we'll be. And I said, hey, Byron's have a race that same day, man. He said, I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck. We will be wherever y'all are racing. And I said, that's it. He said, I'm telling you, I don't give a
fuck. Hey, Tyler, let me tell you something about Tory, what you don't understand. See, you already know Tory be in another world sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I'm going to say this. Listen, but I'm going to make some sense to you. You know that Kid Duke is locked in with H-Town Troy that same night, too. You follow what I'm saying?
At Crandall.
So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So, how is Kid Duke going to be in two places at one time?
We'll play the punk out if we got to. If that race goes on at Crandall, we'll play the punk out.
But this is what I'm saying. Why would you pay a punk out knowing that you got two locked-in races at the same track?
No, we're not going to Crandall. We ain't got two races locked in the same track. We got one race.
No, you do. You have a race locked in with Little Troy at Crandall.
And then you saw the video. The video says Denton.
Listen, man. I'm telling you what I know. I mean, talk to Ken Duke. Talk to Little Troy. He'll tell you. They got a locked-in race at Crandall, man.
They got a locked-in race at Denton and one at Crandall with Troy Jackson. And if that race goes down at Crandall, we'll play punk out.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, Batman, let me jump in and ask a question since I just heard something. Let me ask a question. Because I heard y'all say one thing they locked in at Denton, one thing they locked in at Crandall, and I also heard you say if for some reason Crandall's not there, your race is being moved to Redline. Okay,
right.
If your race is being moved to Redline, what did that do about those lock-ins that was locked in at Crandall?
They are still the same. A lot of people already know that.
Talking to Troy Jackson about it. Troy Jackson said, if it don't go down at Crandall, he'll do it at Denton.
Well, listen, man. Troy's on here too. Hold on, let's get
Troy on the line. I think Troy's on here too. People need to know what's going to happen because right now they feel like there might be some confusion going on. We're hearing two different things. Troy, push your one button. And let Troy. Let the man speak. If he got the lucky, he should be able to speak with him. Troy, push your one button. Troy
put that on Facebook and said, if Crandall don't go down, he will do it at Denton.
Hold on, Tracy. I'm getting it. Troy, your mic is open.
What's going on? I'm supposed to run Kenny Duke. Okay, wherever the race supposed to happen between me and Kenny Duke, that's where I'm going. So if the race supposed to happen with me and Kenny Duke in Redline or Crandall, I didn't know if Crandall was closed. I said, if Crandall is closed, then I guess we got to do wherever the 27th is. And they said Denton, so I thought the race moved to Denton. I don't know what's going on in Dallas.
That's when I told you when we talked about the other day. When I told you, I said, "Well, you asked me about if the track closed while I was going to go outside, I was going to Redline."
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was telling him, that Troy has a locked-in race with Kenny Duke on the same, you know, on the same day. So
hey, Batman, just to add you something, if your race is moved from Crandall with a guy agreed to lock in at, if your race moved to Red Line, that you have you communicated with those guys and they agreed to get through the Red Line?
I already told you. I understand what you said, but what I'm telling you is that I already talked to a lot of these guys that I already been locked in, and
okay,
they know
Batman,
what's going on.
Batman, hold on a second. Batman, hold on 1 second. Answer the question that he asked you directly.
And I just tell me your answer.
No, you didn't. You said you talked to a lot of guys.
I said I've already talked to some of the guys that them been locked in and told them where I'm going if it does close.
Okay, we're not talking about a lot
there,
of the guys.
What I'm saying is, by you going there, we understand that you moving your race. But the
if it happens,
it might not happen. It might be a criminal. So if it's a criminal, then everything's still the same. But if you move your race and they agree to a certain track, what I'm saying, that track is changing. So that agreement, have you got back with those guys and got to help them, man, is going to be at this track. If y'all are in the single group because you moved the track.
Y'all saying the same thing. I'm telling you, yes, I've talked to some of the races already. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is this, Batman, it came a question. The track changed, the people agree. It's just like if you change your race and you go to the gut. Because your race is still going to the gut, but everybody might not agree to run at the gut. You see what I'm saying?
But,
so what I'm saying is
you said you talked
to some people. But I'm just saying it because it came to me about a particular racer saying if it don't happen at that track, then the race is no good. I said, I don't know. Have y'all talked to Batman about it? That's why I'm asking you.
Hey, Tracy, listen. I heard what you and Sharon think, okay? And I'm still telling you this, is I done talked to a lot of racers that has locked in races, and they know what's going on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but you got a particular race that you be naming, and you saying that race.
Okay,
you said, I hear you, Batman. On the phone with one guy that said he locked in with the car owner at a certain track, and you said no, it's this. And then you said something about
Kenny
Duke with locked in with track.
I'm just trying to make, Batman, hold on, I was trying to get an understanding.
I hear what you're saying. But what I'm saying to you is the other person is not saying the same thing you're saying. So what I'm saying is maybe we need to get it on here with a girl who know
okay.
What race don't go down there.
Well, I'm asking you, who is this other person you talking about?
Is Kenny Duke on here?
No, Byron wasn't even standing there when all this went down. I was standing right there.
What I'm trying to tell you is this. I drive that car now.
I tried to explain that to Tori before Tori was locking Kenny in. Tori locked Kenny in.
I tell you this. I'm going to get little Tori on the phone and watch what he tell you.
It's on the video. Why do we need him on the phone?
Listen, I'm just telling you, Tyler. I just told you. You're not understanding what Tori was telling you, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You misunderstood what he's saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. I just told you, Tyler, what it is, man. I don't know what else you want me to tell you.
All right, look. I understand you had a race that day, and I tried three or four times to tell Tori, how you gonna rock in a race with Kenny when Byron's your driver and Byron's having an event? Look, man, I don't give a fuck. I'm going dead to his ass. Look, man, lock in a house. Here comes little Tori. I want 1,002. And I said, y'all understand? I said, then here comes Jay Schaefer with the video and put it right on video.
Okay, but listen to me, Tyler. Listen to me, and I'm telling you this, all right? Where that car going to be is with me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what else to tell you.
Hang on. Let me ask you this. If the situation was the other way around and y'all had locked in 2,000 and we said we were going to Red Line, and then tonight I'm going, no. I meant we're going to Denton. But we had it on the video for locked in for Red Line. How would y'all treat us? Would y'all say,
Tyler,
don't worry about it, or y'all
going to
make
us
pay 2,000 punk out?
Tyler, I'm not the one, listen, I'm not the one to even argue with you, but I'm telling you this, is that car will be wherever I'm at. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I guarantee you this, if I put Tori on the phone right now, she's going to say, where that car gonna be at?
I believe the car will be at Red Line. But what are you gonna do about the race that's locked in? What do you think?
Listen, man. All thing, Tyler, I'm telling you is this. I'm telling you what's happening, man. I don't know what y'all gonna do about that, but I'm telling you what's happening, man.
What would you do about it if we were in your shoes?
You know what I would have done, because I know how Tori is. You should have came to me.
That man is the owner of the car. He came to
say
us.
Listen, man. You know when they were hooping and hollering and all that stuff right there? I know how they get when they hoop and holler, man. And I guarantee you, that man on his mind was saying that whatever my bet was, that's where they wanted to race at, man. It don't even make any sense. Why would he lock some man down that got an event on that same day, man?
I told him that. He didn't give a fuck. He said he did not give a fuck.
Man. Okay, let me spell it out to you. Man, my nigga was on that motherfucking crush, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Damn, I'm trying to tell you real nicely.
Hey, it looks like y'all got some work to do. It looks like that's going to be worked out right now. I'm going to have to try to get out of here because Batman, you said one thing, it sounds like he said another. So y'all got some work to do. Y'all got time to work that out.
We'll work it out. We ain't tripping on that, man.
Y'all got time to work it out, so we're going to move on.
Yeah, we're tripping on that.
Richard, your mic is open.
Hey, okay. I was just going to say what the other gentleman was saying, that on video, it's Jay's video on it, and they say Denton several times, and then Jay finally asks who and the where and blah, blah, blah again, and Kenny says Denton. So, I mean, I can play it for you guys. I got it. It's a 20-second clip. I got it right here.
Hey, Richard, we understand all that, but I'm telling y'all what it's going to be.
According to Kenny Duke on video at the lock-in.
Okay, well, it's self-explanatory, man. I'm telling you what it's going to be.
They can't work that out, man. I mean, we ain't got Kenny on there. He got the truck, and Byron's talking for Tori, and Tori's out on there. So we're going to move. They still got time to work that out. So it ain't going to be worked out on here. So we're going to move on with that. They got time to work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all
that
I'm saying.
Okay, let me see. I got Undertaker on here, and I need to get Lisa Shotwell, Roy James, Willie Dog. Can you call Willie Dog for me, Sharon? Undertaker.
Okay, Tracy.
Open Undertaker mic. He got people to say, yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Tracy. Let me make sure that this person doesn't have anything to say. They've been real patient and have their hand up. Rod, 832-7633, you've got your hand up. Okay,
right,
it may have been by accident, Tracy.
Okay.
Undertaker, I see him. Undertaker, your mic is open. Roy, your mic is back open. Lisa Shotwell, if you're on here, press the one button.
Can you get with it? I'm on here for me. I don't think he's got something he want to say. I don't know. I'm sure what it is. But.
Yeah, I'll call Dog for you. Give me just a moment.
Are y'all doing that? Yeah.
On that 9513. On that 9513, Cheryl.
What's going on, Dog?
What's going on, man? What's on your mind? What's happening?
Oh, man. First and foremost, I don't want to make no enemies, but I'm finna bring some action to Mr. Roy's grace. We've been on the phone back and forth over about 2 months now. Now I'm finna bring the fake-ass racers to the front. Everything I say, I'm coming straight off the trailer. I don't care what they do. Other than one person in particular, but I finna shake the world up. Now, I got a call yesterday from Mr. Hater Shaker saying that he wanted to lock in. So, now is the time. I want to lock in 2 on 500, and Mr. Roy was on the phone. Soon as they get through singing the national anthem, we need to be in the water box. All that old talking, I don't want to talk about it. Ellicott already has my 200. I need to lock him in first, and then we'll go to the next one.
Is Hater Shake on here?
Might need to mute his mic. He's going to want to do a lot of capping. I don't want to hear no capping. I just want him to lock in.
You called a man name, so we have to give a man a fair shake to let the world know that's what he did. Okay, dog, what's going on, dog?
Hey, how you doing, Tracy? How y'all doing out there in Texas, everybody?
Hey, we doing all right. Hey, dog, I'm not sure what the deal is, but Undertaker was on here, and he wanted me to get you on here. So Undertaker, that dog is, so what's on your mind?
Hey, dog, how we doing, sir?
All right, now.
Yeah.
You try to jump on me?
No, sir. I was on your show, and I think I need to change my name from Undertaker to Controversy, because I want you to witness what's finna go on right here. I finna pull a bunch of fake-ass faces out the bushes, and I need you to help me, because I know you'd talk about their ass.
Well, now, that's kind of bad for me to try to talk about them on Tracy's show, because this is Tracy's show now. But, I mean...
Hey, Doc, You were known.
But professional etiquette, though, another talk show host don't never go on another man's show host and try to take over. Listen, he invited me when there's a special guest to be on the show from the beginning now. See,
well,
I can't just do that on this show.
It was by my request, sir. It was by my request.
He wanted me to call you to get you on here. We're going to let you have a phone, and he said he want to pull somebody out of the bushes, so we're going to let him do his pulling. So, Hater Shaker, you got it, Undertaker, you got it. Where you going with it?
I just told you everything I'm going to do is going to be straight off the trailer. Hater Shaker first. We agreed. We had an agreement, but somehow we dropped the ball, so I'm trying to lock him in now.
Roy James got a show on the 25th.
Yes, sir. Soon as they get through singing the national anthem, I want to kick his show off.
Yeah, Roy James got a show on the 25th, right?
Yeah, He's trying to get
Undertaker.
Hold on.
But see, Undertaker, what you should have did is, now, like I said, Tracy, one of the fast guys in the game. I don't know how y'all think about down there, but over here, he's one of the fast guys in the game. If you got a good DP man, Tracy gonna do what he gonna do as a DP man. If you want him and you done gave him your rules, it's up to Tracy to get dog on and call him out the bushes if he running in the bushes.
Sir, you don't run nothing here. You know what I'm saying? You matter of fact, you need to go on mute.
Go on mute, man. We already locked in.
I got a phone call stating that some old scary dude would rather come up out the bushes because somebody done pulled his whole car. And I'm right here to just count the dance to the music. So we're going to book it. So, Alicat, holler at me tomorrow, man. Anytime you want to holler at me, 8:30, 9:30, it doesn't matter. I'll leave it here for you. If I'm gone, it'll be here. It don't matter. It ain't no thing. So, you know, I called a man to call you on that deal, bro. You already know that. But you want to get, you know, you kind of want some fame and glory with that. But you're flying. Hold on.
You know what? Stay right there. Since you called a man to try to set that up, as soon as you pay that park out money, I want him next, straight off his trailer. Now, get him on the phone.
Who the hell you talking about, first of all?
Hey, you know who you call. Y'all called me yesterday. I want him.
You want to get him on the phone?
Big D.
Big D, press the one button.
Press one,
buddy.
He's out there.
Like I told you, I don't want no enemies after this here. But we bring in action. We're going to support Roy James. We're going to bring some action.
Get one of them, man. What are you?
I learned what you really all about, bro.
Alley Cat, mute your phone.
Hey, what's up?
Big D, your mic is open.
Hello, Big D.
What's up, this Alley Cat?
What's going on?
Hold on, Cat.
Hold on, Big D. Go on, Big D. Yo, Big D, I'm going to take a watch.
Hey, Big D, just take a man. Look here, man. We bring in action. When Posey paid me that punk out money, I want you to know.
When I pay you to fuck out money, what kind of shit is that? If you need to fix your lips,
I'm talking to Big D, man.
Goddamn, how with the call. Nigga, man, let me tell you something. Man, let me tell you, all y'all on the phone, this man fake as hell. I got him a shirt, bro. I promise to God I do. It's F-A-R, fake-ass racer. We called this man earlier, bro. He had him looking through a fucking jeans book before I got some fucking goddamn shots. What the hell? Nigga, 2 weeks before race time. You know you looking for some shots? Tonight you going to get on the goddamn radio show. Say, bro, you know what? You got seconds again, man. But you go.
We already locked in. Can I talk to
you? You go, sir. We locked in. I just wanted to tell you about yourself, though.
Yes, sir. Can I get a number 4?
Right, man. Yeah, I'm done with you.
The world gonna see you. Hey, can we talk
now? Hold on.
I'm not using my mic. You're talking in the background.
They're ordering food. Mute your phone.
Big D, another second.
Big D, can we talk, sir?
I'm listening.
Okay. You going to come straight off the trailer and do something?
Well, I don't know about straight off the trailer, because I got some more action I'm thinking about getting it. But we could talk about it out there a little later or whatever.
Well, I was just trying to support Roy Race. I wanted to do the first three. I'm gonna make Posey pay that punk out money, and then I wanted to try you straight off the trailer.
There you go, call him my goddamn name again. I thought we was already set up, bro. So won't you shut up and let the man and go ahead and quit bumping about me, bro?
What is the Undertaker?
You made that name up, bro. What the fuck is it? Is it that ring-ass blazer and a whole man ass that's here? We just want to know what the fuck you bring to the table.
The homemade ass S10. The S10 truck. It'd be an S10 truck, not the blazer. You have an S10 truck. You have a blazer. Which one is it?
I said the truck. Now shut the hell up.
You better get your pants out of the front.
You grown ass man. You out your mind, boy?
Hold on. I got a question. Problem.
And I just want the girls world to know if they see the same problem. Undertaker, you made a statement, everything you're doing is off the trailer, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you came on here and you said you locked. Hold on, let me finish. You came on here and you said you got Haters Shaker locked in for $200, right? Now, you saying he's going to pay the park out. If he don't pay the park out and y'all run and you win and you locked in, you not straight off the trailer no more.
So okay, well, check this out. Give me 30 minutes to cool off and put some gas in, and I want to try Big D.
Okay, well, then Big D can make a pass there, right? Because you're going to be the main one. So you're not going to trailer no more. You're not going to trailer no more.
But, I mean, he should need it all that he got.
You
he should need
what
all
you
that. Mean,
I'm just saying, you're making a statement about everything you're doing is straight off the trailer. How you going to lock three men, and you can't do them all straight off the trailer?
Well, one of them ain't gonna race. One of them ain't gonna race, so I know I'd be straight off the trailer for Big D, too.
Okay, I'm just checking because when I heard you say that,
I say Big D have to come straight off the trailer after I run over his little friend. go back and listen to what
that
I said.
That motherfucker dreaming. Do you let him sit in your car, do you? He having ghetto dreams around this motherfucker. Hey, that's some shit.
I'm going to see how long you going to last. Okay, I'll tell you what. Big D, call me when all this is over with, without your little old sidekick. Call me when it's over with. We'll talk.
Say, Tracy.
I need you to get
Slack on the phone. You know, word I've been hearing that, you know, I haven't been chilling for a minute, but he's talking about giving me the 1-1. I need you to get him on the phone, man. Because I'm not going to stand for that.
Slack.
Yeah,
you
on
Slack? You on here to put your 1 button?
Yeah,
Slack,
I'm not
going
to stand for that. I ain't standing for that.
Undertaker, was that
Slack,
all you wanted?
Hold on, Slack.
With me
push
and
your 1 button.
Hey, the
No. I got Skibo and Jap lined up, too.
Damn it.
Okay, you know what? That ain't my business. When I bust that ass, you ain't going to be that long no goddamn way when I drag your ass.
Hey.
I'm a hooker. I'm a toe hitch on that rack, motherfucker you got. Bottom line, bro,
you
just bumping. All you want to do is make conversation. You're trying to make a name out of nothing, boy. You ain't never had shit to run. Now you going to sit up here and try to get on this goddamn national radio show and be somebody. Your fake ass race. You ain't never had nobody run,
bro.
But you ain't never did shit, bro. What
you
ever had to run,
ran,
man?
Who have you
ever
besides your mouth? Diarrhea.
Shit. All that pumping you doing, man. Come on, bro. You know what? I lost respect for you, bro.
You
ain't about nothing,
hey,
man. You about being somewhere that you ain't supposed to be.
You locked
in,
boy.
Can you get Slack on the phone, man?
Slack is on. He ain't put one. Slack is on. Hold on, man. Just hold your horse for a minute. He just hadn't pushed one button. But he's down there. I saw him. He just hadn't pushed it yet. Slack, push the one button. Hold on.
Okay, wait a minute, Tracy. Yeah, there you go. Slack, your mic is open.
All right. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Let me introduce
some Tracy. Say, man, I've been hearing word in the street, man, down in the in Oak Cliff, man, and the surrounding city that you trying to give me the 1-1 on my event. Is that correct or am I wrong?
Well, I don't really like to come on a radio station and start nothing, Tracy, but I guess like they say, what is that term they use? Is it F-A-R?
Yeah.
Right now, I believe, you know, Batman is a F-A-R and a half-ass promoter. And, you know, he always trying to get somebody else to race me. So what I'm going to do with Batman, we run one kit to one kit, and I give Batman the 1-1.
You know what? You got it.
Hello?
I'm sick of you. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. We're going to do this.
We'll do that at his race. I give him 1-1, and we run 1 kit to 1 kit.
You got it, because I'm sick of you. I've been hearing the talk. I just ain't had a chance to holler at you. But I've been hearing the talk. So now since I got you on here, that's what that is. You got that.
Okay, well, that's fine. You need some X-lax so you can have a bowel movement?
Okay, all we need is that turn that light on the other end. So that you ain't gonna give me no 1-1 and think you're gonna come around me.
Well,
I don't let you do that.
I done gave it to you.
I'll burn that motherfucker to the ground.
Well, that's how. Okay, Trace.
Yes, sir.
That's fine and dandy. You know, I'm not gonna do a whole lot of talk. I done said what I had to say and I meant what I said. He got the 1-1, 1 kit to 1 kit. He got it.
Well, I tell you what. On March 22nd on my event, you be out there. You want to lock in right now, or you want to go ahead and just lock in? You want me to call you and lock in?
We can lock in 200 on 500 or more.
That's a lock in. That's a lock in, because I ain't going to stand for that.
Okay.
Batman, what you racing? What you got?
I got a Mustang.
Oh, that what you gonna give him 1-1? You gonna get the 1-1 with the Mustang?
Yeah, and I'm gonna take it too.
Oh,
I'm sick of you, Slack. You making my stomach hurt. I'm sick of you.
Well, I'm sure somebody around here got some emergency service they can give you.
Yeah, I'm sick of you. I'm gonna see if I can pull your ears back like Donald Pinch and tape them down.
And I guess, well, one other thing, I don't know if Easy D is on here tonight. If Easy D, I want him too.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure that Easy D gets you too.
Batman.
Yeah.
That race he giving you, can you give me that?
No, I can't give you that, man. Because one thing, you know, this Slack dude, you know, he got it in his mind that he just really beat me anyway. You know, he always said
that. He hurt me.
Yeah, he always said that. So now, you know, when he hauled out that 1-1, I got to take that. I'm going to get Trey to tell everybody what the 1-1 is so they'll know what it is.
I know what it is. I want to get it from you.
Slack, he know what the 1-1 is. I think he's – Slack, you know what the 1-1 is, right?
I'm gonna give him the back tie, and I got to clear him by one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I don't want the fans to know, so when the 22nd, March 22nd get out, when you see two cars in front of him, but it ain't to clear by him, it's to clear by me. Then you understand.
Batman, can I get that from you? Make some action at your race.
Man, who is this I'm talking to, though, right now?
This is Big D.
Big D, I don't know what you got, Big D. So it's hard for me to say something, because I don't know what you got, baby.
I got old heavy ass Nova with a 29-inch tire.
Man, you know what, Big D? I don't even lie to you, man. I don't know what you got and what you're trying to do with it, but I already know, man. It's gonna be a hell of a event, so I don't know what I'll do, man. You know, say, man, sometimes I got a try special, man. I try anything
well,
right about we got
a couple of weeks left. You got a few weeks left before you make up your mind, but just think about it.
Let me tell you what. Is it where I can see your car on a video? Let me look at it.
I don't need you trying to look at my car.
Listen, man, you ain't got tires touching each other. I don't know what you got, man. I don't know what you got. But I know if I see you at the track and I'm feeling real good, I might try you anyway. But I ain't going to give up the 1-1.
I got less than you got, bro.
Say, man, listen, this was offered to me, man. I'm really trying to take this man's ears back so I can make him look like a dumb picture, man.
Think about it, man. Think about it.
Yeah, I'm going to do some thinking.
Trace,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you the reason why I give Batman the 1-1. Have you ever seen him make it past the 330 in the last year?
you got a point there, man. You got a point there.
So, well, that's the reason I'm going to give him the 1-1, because I'm gambling that he's not going to get past the 330.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to find out. That's for damn sure. So we locked up when we loaded. And that's what that is. I'm sick of you, man. I'm sick of you going around telling people what you're going to do to me in Dallas, Texas.
All right, hold on. Sherry got another call. Hold on, Sherry. Who is it? Who is it? Who's the next one? Go ahead.
Bush, now your mic is open.
What's up, sir?
What's happening, man?
Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Bush, now.
Man, shit, let me get in some of all these drugs, dope-ass shots, and all this shit they've been talking about on this app, man.
Say, Bushnell.
You can pay some dope-ass jail shots, man. I need me a pad in.
Say, Bushnell.
Yeah.
That my Slack on the phone, where it is that he been looking for you.
Who, Slack?
Yeah.
What he got? Bad-ass car? That's probably what he got. I can't never get a car. I can't never get a street car shit like me. I always got to talk to bad-ass cars and shit. And you know, sometimes they get me parked up so much on some of that shit, they almost got me to run over his goddamn bad-ass trip. So I got so hot about that about him, but I was there to run him. But he almost had me one night. Hey, but speaking of him, you started that shit and didn't buy me to run that man. I ain't getting that man call that man out, man. I don't be fucking with nobody.
Hey, is Big D on the phone?
Or
Little D still on the phone?
Oh, but anyway, let me get through saying I got a goddamn thing. Hey, man, I'm down to that bar murder I had last year, man. Now the white man got his murder back, man, so I'm coming back up, but I'm still really running through chasing him, though, so I'm good at that. But Big D, I got a little small type car for sitting just like you, man. I ain't got that big motor no more.
You said my Big D? He on that Big D.
Yeah, hey, Big D, you still
white man?
I gave white man his motor back.
Oh, you
did. Say, Big D, I'm gonna ask you a question, man. I just figured out something who you are, man. I figured out who you are now.
Yeah.
I figured out who you are. I'm gonna tell you something, man. All that you're gonna get is the other side, man.
Man, it sound like, what does it sound like for the first time? Everybody talking about, like Donald say, man, the first goddamn ass whooping of 2013, man. So I'm trying to see who's going to get that first ass whooping of 2013. That's what it's going to sound like for the whole hour. I've been talking about first ass whooping for 2014.
Hey, Big D, I want to dance, Big D.
Huh? I want to dance with you.
Oh, I got a back half car. You say you don't run back half cars.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't fuck with you. I didn't know you had a back half car, man. You're bad. I'm looking for a street car, man. Where them 10-foot balls at? I run them on some 2 days. Where that car, Batman? Where them 10-foot balls at?
Hey, Bushnell. I'm glad you said that, because you know what? The boy, them boys is coming for you real strong, and they don't have no excuses. Now, I'm going to tell you what I do. I'm going to tell you what I know what's happening down there. Them boys is doing this just for you this year. And I'm going to tell you something, Bushnell, what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to tell you something I'm going to do this year, Bushnell. I want you to agree to this. And if it's a part of me, it's a part of you. I got a list of all the fake-ass racers. So if you ain't show up at the track and you ain't got and you need a fucking house, excuse my language, call you out and you come, you don't race, I'm gonna put you on this and the ass raiser for that bitch.
Hold on, you just read me right now. Hold on, we got another head up, we gotta see what they gotta say. Sarah, go for
it. Tree man, did you have something? Or was that it when you addressed dogs?
Hey, man, I ain't gonna never be none of that, though.
Tree man. No, I didn't have nothing.
Okay. All right.
I just muted my mic. That's all.
Okay.
I got something.
Kids he got on there?
Yeah, I'm going on. I don't know what that man got on his car, man.
You can't be worried about how many kids a man got on his gun. That's like you ask a man at war. Hey, man, what you shoot at me to kill me?
Shit, you gon' know.
Huh?
It's T-Bag. Is T-Bag on the line? Can somebody get T-Bag on the line? Just hang a second. I'm gonna be bored after that first race. I don't want to be bored. Goddamn, I've been waiting all year for this shit. I don't want to be bored after the first race. Can somebody get T-Bag on the line?
Hey, man, you heard what I said, huh?
Yeah. Hey, hold on, I have a question for
Treeman. Treeman,
you there?
But I won't make that motherfucking
list. Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? Treeman, you there?
Yeah.
But you said that you want to run for the number one spot, and you said that seemed like that might be an issue. You running for that number one spot, you feel like they're trying to hold you back, right?
Ain't a dollar about it. I ain't ashamed to say it. They playing big track fables. I mean, Birdman ready to go. I'm ready to go. But Dean talking about some shit about he ain't going to have nothing to do with it. I mean, last year everybody sent me run Birdman back to back to back when my car was sick. That motherfucker's flying. Now the motherfuckers ain't got no goddamn interest in racing. Well, I'm not going to say Birdman ain't got no interest in racing me. This motherfucker at the track, Dean, he ain't got no interest in setting the race up. And I mean, I expressed that 2 fucking months ago. I ain't ashamed to say it.
Mm-hmm. And so you think they now since it's 2014 and they ready to open and you ready to do it, they think they're trying to hold off from you doing it and you kind of upset about that, correct?
Goddamn right I'm upset about it. I mean, along with my car was doing stupid shit. I mean, he upset. He had run set the race up, but now, you know what I'm saying, he done made me wait to this year, which I could have had my damn car in the paint shop. I done waited to this year, and he talking about some shit about it. He ain't got nothing to do with it no more. I mean, goddamn, my car was acting crazy. He was here up setting the races up. You know what I'm saying? I got the birds out of my car. Now he ain't, all of a sudden, he ain't there racing no more. Birdman ready to race, I'm ready to race. But Dean ain't ready to set it up no more. I mean, I'm going to call it like I see it, man. That's what the fuck it is, man.
Well, ain't nothing y'all show the HFP with that motherfucker, Tree. Whoa, Ray.
Hey, Tree Man, well, you ought to put it out there on High Road Gossip because, you know, Dean be reading that board.
You ought to put it out there, I told Joe, I'm quite sure Joe will put it out there because if that's what's happening, man, until you're 2014 and they've been holding back up, and you making a call and you say, Birdman is ready to do it, but the track is holding you up. Really, that's where you put that tree. Yeah, you need to put it over that tree. You need to get it over there. It looks like this, man. I really don't get off on that end of it. I don't, you know, I mean, anybody, you got like a million people over here. Hear me saying what I'm saying. I mean, like I say, I text the man take me back to somebody. He ain't got nothing to do with it and all that shit. But, I mean, long as my car was going sideways, he was hurry up sending races up. Now I got my car going. Birdman ready to race. I'm ready to race. But then all of a sudden, he ain't got nothing to do with it no more. All that little bullshit. I mean, whoever want to put it on there, put it on there. Stop my name.
You can call Joe and Joe put it out there. You know, if you call Joe, you want to kind of spread it out there for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, your mic is open.
What's his number?
I text your number to you.
All right, text it to me.
Hey, Bushnell.
Yeah.
Hey, you going down to the Mardi Gras? You taking your car down to Mardi Gras?
Who is this?
That Tuesday? Did Jackson.
Oh, yeah, man. That's down the street. I can bag up the Mardi Gras.
Okay, well, cool. I get up with you. Maybe we can probably do something down there, you know, for Fat Tuesday at Hood City in Hattiesburg.
What's your name?
I'm out here in Houston. I got a couple of cars. I got the Black Camaro. I got a Nova. I got a couple of cars. I'm the one that did the track. I got long dreads. I really don't say much. You know what I'm saying? But you know who I am. You know who I am. We've talked before. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, you know. You can probably do something.
From Texas,
no, I'm from Mississippi. I'm from Mississippi, but I stay in Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, we've talked before. I'm the one who went out to Clemson and got in that jam that time, and I talked to you out there when we got back to Houston at HMT.
I think you were telling me something like that.
Yeah.
What kind of car you got?
Well, if me and you could do some, I prefer to do it with my Malibu, not my Camaro, but my Malibu.
It's like a stock suspension or a
ladder
ball little car, you know, like
a body car. This is all stock suspension. Just getting done with it. It'll be ready in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nice car.
Yeah, well, you send me all that, man, because I'm planning on growing. Now, like I said, I can bag up if I choose, but that ain't cute.
Okay, and I'll reach out to, you know, I know I'll probably see you before then, but if not, I'll get your number and hit you, but I wouldn't mind trying you with the Malibu.
Man, ain't no problem, man. I love some action. Ain't no problem.
Okay, that's what's up, bro. I appreciate it. Hey, thanks, Ms. Sharon. Appreciate it, Ms. Tommy Dog.
Okay, man. Okay, Sharon, hey, go to that y'all. I'm
just
happy he won't say something. He got some noise. He can't say something. He won't Kenny to talk.
Kenny's just listening.
Kenny, coming to Houston, bro, that's right, Mississippi.
I'm always here, but my Malibu is at home in Mississippi. I'm always here. I'm either at HMP with my Camaro or something else. So like I said, I'm always here. I wouldn't mind trying you with my Malibu at home in Mississippi with all my support.
I got you. So I just thought maybe you want to dance. I thought you wanted to dance early, man, because I got some DP bubbles on my chest, so I thought maybe you want to dance a little early.
I mean, if I do, I'll probably try you my Camaro, but we got to work something out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a street car. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll chop it up, man. I'm not going to hold up the air. You know, we'll chop it up, man.
Yeah, so you talking about some action. Now, you ain't holding no air. We talking about just some action like that's just the shirt coming up. So, now, you ain't holding no goddamn air.
Well, shit, well, check this out then. You know, Tracy, when is your next event? Out here.
April 12th, HMP.
I'll try you with my car at Atomic Downway. And we can make it right.
And like I said, man, as long as you try what you say, Nike's car, Lattaball, Stocks and Trees, pretty much the same suspension there. But if it's still like that, Nike's, man, I'll try you with it ahead of that, man.
Okay, that's what's up, brother. We'll get it together then. We'll get it together.
Yeah, that's tip off.
All right. Appreciate it.
If your mic is open.
This is Kenny.
Hello?
Kenny.
You. What's up? I heard somebody calling for me.
There was an issue that came up, and I was getting checked. And it's about you, and it's about a race. Batman.
He dropped out.
It's about a race and where it's supposed to be. And you the car owner, and he's the car driver, but the car owner locked it in. It's supposed to be like there's an issue. So I kept getting checked out and checked.
I can clear that up. We had a race locked in for Batman's race at Crandall, and we've been hearing that Crandall's not going to be open for that race, and so if that race goes down, we're just going to pay the punk out to Troy. If it goes down at any other track, then the stiff was for Crandall, so we'll just have to do the race another time, or we'll just have to. You know, we can do it at Denton, or we can do it at a different track. But I don't think I can shut my truck down at Redline, and so I'm not gonna go out there and race if that's where the race takes place. But
Batman,
we're gonna go to Denton the 22nd.
Batman. I see you,
Batman.
Hello. Batman.
You're on mute.
No,
you're
not Batman.
No, I hear you.
Okay.
Did you hear Kenny?
No, I heard Kenny. I talked to Kenny Sunday about the same this situation. Kenny know what the situation is, like I told him. I mean, I'm going to tell you this, Kenny know, and I know this, that me and him talked on Sunday, and like I told him, I know how my boy is when he get hyped up, and he probably misunderstood what Kenny was talking about. What I know for a fact is that I drive that car, and I know that car would be at my event. Now, whether they have a misunderstanding, but I'm going to tell you where that car is going to be at. And that's all that I'm saying. Like I said, Kenny have a choice to do what he want to do.
But I'm saying that I know where that car is going to be at. That's what I'm saying. And once again, as people keep saying about Crown closing down, man, Crown ain't closed down yet, man. And that's why I keep telling everybody, you hear a lot of BS about the shit, but I tell people all the time, man, I want people to know anything about that. It's Ken, who's over the track right now, and whoever's going to buy that track, man. It's a lot of misconception on who's doing this. It's a bunch of gossip. These people said to open up the track every weekend. It was open this weekend.
But you got to understand, you got to understand our point. I've got to make plans to go wherever, you know, we got to make plans to do other things because I can't race it at Redline. And if it's up in the air like a coin, then I can't, I'm not going to.
But I understand what you're saying. Nobody's knocking you for what you're saying. I mean, you done been to Redline several times with your truck. But I have,
and I like to crash it out there last time I went. That's why I'm like.
Okay, but I'm saying to you is this, have you been out to Redline Lightning?
No, I haven't been out there since I liked to turn it over.
They done made some changes out there. That's why I tell people, man, listen, man, one thing about it, though, regardless of the fact, this race is going to go on, and if kids do decide to go somewhere else, that's fine. We don't have a problem with it. But, man, let me tell you something. Redline is no different from H&P, anybody else. One thing about it, I tell people all the time, I don't know if they're trying to run quarter or whatever, but I know cars that went down the red line. They running 434 and stopped it. So I don't understand why ain't nobody else.
It's not necessarily the distance in that left lane. If you happen to get in that lane, there's a couple of bumps in it. In my truck,
once again, have you been out the red line lately?
No, I haven't.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Kenny Duke. Let me tell you something, man. You know, this is all I do, man. I work at my shop, and I do this, man. I don't go nowhere. I don't think nobody's going to be safe, man. Come on, man. You know me way better than that.
Well, what's the deal with Tori?
Hold on a second. Batman, he told you he doesn't like red lines. Why don't you understand that?
Hey, Sherry, let me talk to him.
You've been talking all night, Batman.
I was just talking about the lockup money. I clearly said, and that's why I had Jay Schaefer come over and take a video of the race. He was standing there with his video camera. I said, take this on video because I don't want any miscommunication. And that's the only way to get it, right? Everybody says to video it. That's what I did. I didn't. Because, look, they said Crandall's closing down. Red line's on the fence. You're still working that deal out. You told me yourself you're going to have it at red line. You got that in the works. That's not for sure. So if that don't go down, which I don't know your business. I'm not trying to get in your business. I'm just saying if, then me and Tori are locked in at Denton the 22nd. And it's on film, and it's $2,000. And I said it clear in front of everybody standing there in the video camera, and they posted on the board. And if the man don't know how to stip his race, he don't need to be in the grudge racing game. And I'll call him on the phone and tell him myself.
Hey, let me get Tori on here.
Hey, why are you doing that? This is Richard. Hey, hold on, Batman.
Hold on, Richard, go ahead.
If Tori was on video and the man said that he told Tori, then, you know, Tori is making if Tori got a misunderstanding, then he's making a statement, and the other party might be looking for some money. So why don't you call Tori on here?
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I don't even have to because I know what's going to go on.
I hear what you're saying, but the other party is saying on video that it's something else. So two people, you saying something, I understand exactly what you're saying, but Kenny is saying something else, and they're talking about lock-up money.
He didn't
lock it up with you, he locked it up with Tori.
Right.
And Batman wasn't there.
Once you get Tori on here, because if he locked it up with Tori, they don't have nothing to do with you.
Listen, no, it has a lot to do with me. That's what you understand, Tracy.
I understand what you're saying about the driver. But if you didn't lock the money up, you're not responsible for it.
Exactly, man.
So,
Tory told me this just out of his mouth. He
just said what Tory said, so we don't have Tory's story. So what I'm saying, why don't you get Tory on here?
Well, I tell you just what Tory told me. Tyler was telling Tory that Byron's having a race. I don't give a fuck where Byron's having a race. We're going to be where you at. We want you. I said, all right, that's fine. That's why I got that video camera, because he wanted me so bad. Yeah, he wanted me so bad that he didn't give a fuck where Batman's having his race. He said, I don't know what he was doing, where his mind was at, but he locked up $2,000. And I would rather beat him out of it. I don't want him just to have to pay me. I just want to beat him out of it. I want my lockup money. One way or another.
Whether he was real crush or not, man, what that man said, they said, man, they got it on tape, Batman. I'm gonna let you talk to Tory, and then when you talk to Tory, I bet you don't even go down and bet. Now I make you that bet.
Why are you getting Tory? Let me clear up something.
Well, I tell you what, you give me my $2,000, and I'll bet you whatever you want. All right, go ahead.
Listen,
all right,
man.
I'm not going to get Tory on, man, because I'm telling you, there's a problem. Batman, I understand exactly what you're saying. If this man here is locking his money up, saying something different. If you didn't lock it up, the man that locked it up, Kenny Duke needs to get understanding that the lock up, because right now y'all saying two different things.
Man, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. But that's fine. I mean, he got Tory's number.
I don't have Tory's number. Since I know Batman's not going to give it to me. Can he do? Do you have it? You can. If you do,
Let me look through my phone. I may have it. I don't know. He changed his number.
Hey, and while y'all doing that, I called Tim Jordan. The rumor that is one buying Crandall track. And I talked to Tim himself, and he said that he doesn't own the track right now, but he couldn't comment any further.
Man.
Yeah,
well,
he said he doesn't own it right now.
I appreciate
that. He said,
I don't
own it right now, but I can't comment any further.
Yeah,
so,
I appreciate that, Richard.
Sounds to me like if you can't comment any further and you don't own it right now, but the fact that you said I can't comment, he was cordial on the phone, but the fact that he said I can't comment any further sounds to me like something is in the works. I hate to see it too, because I like that track.
But that's why, Richard, that's why I tell everybody else is that the man ain't bought that track yet, and the man ain't can't come in, so that lets you know the track is not bought yet, man. That's what I'm saying. That's the reason why everybody's still going to that track and it's still open.
Right. No. Well, the track is, of course, Batman, the track's going to try and make money while I can. And I hope it stays open because I like the track. But the fact that he says we don't own it right now and he used those key words and then says I can't comment any further, sure as hell sounds to me like something's in the works.
It may be, but they said that might kill there 5 years ago.
Hey, man, what I got there, man? Trace, what's going on? I heard somebody was looking at something.
Yeah, that was me, bro.
What's happening?
What's up, Steve-O? What's the business, baby? This is Hater Shaker.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Shaker?
All right, man. I'm going to be bored, man, after my first race after the National Anthem, man. Can you come out and play with your boy?
Who, that me and you?
Me and you, bro.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple of more races I'm supposed to do, but we supposed to be in boogie a long time.
Yeah, I know. But can you fit me in your business schedule, if you don't mind? I mean, just somewhere now. You know, I hate to sit back and be bored, you know.
Oh, you come on out now. Come on out there. I blind you for sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up, bro.
We talk and get the cars there together, and ain't no thing of, you know, I'm good for my word. Hell, I'll be there, and we can run them.
There it is, Skibo. That's all I ask, man. I appreciate that, bro.
Who are you running for the anthem?
Oh, that homemade wrestler, Undertaker, whatever the fuck. Yeah, that ghost truck. Yeah.
All right, brother. All right. I was just trying to see what was up. That's cool.
Appreciate
though. We can do that.
Hey, Richard.
Yes, sir.
Get the number from Madhouse and call me. I got to holler at you by stuff.
All right. Ain't no doubt, bro. I do that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to get somebody on one second.
Chris ass whooping 2014, man.
Okay, hey, did somebody address the topic? Did somebody, Richard, I know you said something. Anybody else had a comment about the nice
guy? Y'all both on it, Tommy. I mean, all I can tell them boys over there. Y'all go and get their shit together.
Anybody else got a comment? I'm hearing that a lot. Go ahead.
Tracy.
Little Tory, your mic is open. Okay, Tory, hold on, Tory and Kenny Duke. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You and Tory? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You and Tory? Yeah, little Tory, this Kenny, you remember us locking in the race at Yellow Belly for Denton next on the 22nd of March for 2000?
Yeah, that what you said. Yeah, you said you're going to be in Denton.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're good then, right? Well, you're going to be at Denton on the 22nd.
Well, that's what B had to meet at, right? Then what?
Yeah.
No, that's not where I'm going to have my meet at. That's why I try to explain them, man. Everybody keep telling them.
Batman, hold on.
I skipped the race for Denton. They said, okay, they're going to be at Denton. And I told Tory that Byron was having an event that night. He said he can give a fuck. We're coming after you, Duke. No.
I said he had it in Denton. You said that they closed down. What track did they close down?
Crandall.
What track?
Crandall.
Okay. And so I said, well, if he ain't having no meeting in Crandall, he must be having it in Denton. You know, that's where everybody's going. So
I
didn't know where he was having to meet at. But I want to race wherever, but I don't know where he's having to meet at.
Well, there he is.
We said Denton, so that's what we thought he had to meet at in Denton.
So you remember us
getting
it on video?
Where's the meet going to be at?
Denton is where I'm going to be. That's where we locked in the race.
Where's he going to be at?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Batman,
let me speak to this, because see, y'all been knocking this shit all night. So let me speak now. Everybody that is not.
And that's what the rumor been. That's why I came on the talk show tonight, to let everybody know what was going on. I don't know what it is about this situation, but I know this for a fact, is that wherever that Sikh and all black people are going to go, it's going with me, and Tory will vouch for that. And that's the only reason why that man said that, to race at Denton. That's why I've been trying to tell you all along, man. Because he thought I was going to race at Denton.
But whenever he's tipping a race, he should find out the facts before he starts locking something in. Because I clearly stated in the video, Denton, right?
Denton, but did you tell him that Colonel was closed?
I told him I knew that. Yeah. Well, Batman, we don't none of us know if it's going to close. You included.
But you
we
told,
don't none
but
of us
told,
know.
I know, dude, but you told him that the track Colonel was closed Sunday.
I told him that I think the race is going to Redline is exactly what I told him because that
okay.
that was up in the air. Crandall was getting bought and somebody.
Dude, man, you are right. I'm just telling you, if you told him that the track was closed and he thought that my show was going to be at Denton, of course he's going to stay at Denton. But he didn't, like I said, when you told him that threw him off. If you had told him with Batman, whatever Batman race is, that's what we're going to do, he would say he would agree to lock in with you because he knows. I drive that car. That's why I was trying to make sense to y'all earlier.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lock you in where I don't know where he ain't going. If he having his event in Redline, I'm not gonna lock you in you going and then and knock him out of his money from Redline. That don't make
well,
sense, man.
Well,
come
whenever,
over and raise $4,000.
Hey,
come on, man.
Tori, when
no
you
sense,
were standing
man.
There, when we were standing there, Big Tyler said, "Listen, Batman's having his event that weekend."
Right.
He said,
right.
You said I don't give
close.
A fuck what he's having.
We won't
yeah.
do this. Come on, man. Come on.
That's
come
what you mean. Said.
We
witnessed the camera.
You're not going to. Come on, Duke. I'm going to knock this man out of making his money for $1,000.
Hey, I don't
on,
want
dude,
that on anybody. I want to book you for it. I'm just telling you what the deal
no,
is.
Come right. on, man. But that don't even make sense, Duke. If the man should go over here and make $5,000, you think we should have cut that out so he can come over here and try to shoot at $1,000?
It was $2,000.
Come on, man. I mean, I know we all gentlemen in this race game, and I know that don't make no sense right there. Well, okay, TF'd up then. We're going to let that ride. We'll catch you next week then if we're not coming to see you. And then we'll go on to the next place, and we'll see you again, T, because I thought we was all gentlemen in this thing. We had a misunderstanding.
We had a misunderstanding, I guess, but it's on tape.
Okay.
It's Denton is where we is racing.
Well, I'm
but
racing wherever
you
want
to do it that way.
I'm thinking my
I
man
you what,
coming
we'll double, we'll double it on the next race. How's that?
Ain't no problem.
I tell you, Duke, this is what you do, okay? Since y'all had a misunderstanding or whatever, man, I promise you this. Colonel's still probably going to be open in March, man. I'm telling y'all that right now, man. So I'm telling you, if the race is still locked in, where am I? If you want to do it at Dallas Raceway, that's all that I'm saying. Because we're going to get at your ass, Kenny, dude.
Well,
man,
I guess that's why we're on the radio.
Listen, if we run at Dallas Raceway, are you going to do it? That's the question.
I don't want to do it. I'll do it at Denton the 22nd. That's where I want to do it.
Well,
Denton
you know,
by far a better. Hey, listen, this is my thing. You got a bigger tire. I got a 29. You got a 33. I'd rather do it at a track.
I got a
31.
I went down to a 31, man.
Okay, well,
I dropped a bigger tire.
Yeah, dude, hold on. You weren't crying about that earlier, though.
I'm not crying
not
about
that.
You didn't let me finish before y'all started running your mouth. I said I would rather go to a track that I know is going to be prepped to the max and that I can get down.
But let me ask you one question, though. Dallas Raceway is not prepped. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I've never run the times at Dallas Raceway that I run it didn't.
Listen, we got a deal on you carrying the wheels down halfway down the track. So if you ain't
but we had it backed
up.
We had it backed up to run 28. That thing didn't run nothing that fast.
Listen, man, you don't have to talk about voice now. It sounds like you're scared now.
Oh, no, I'm not scared, Batman. You know that.
Well, yeah.
There ain't
well,
no scared bone in my body. Listen, I skipped the race. I skipped the race where I wanted to race. If you don't want to race there, then you're scared.
Well, we ain't got no
problem.
Tyler,
hey,
your mic is open. Tyler,
I got 99 problems.
Yeah, I told Tory right. Hang on, Kenny. I told Tory several times that Byron's having a race, and he said he didn't give a fuck.
Tyler,
he was going where we were going.
Tyler, okay.
What's
okay,
up, man?
So we don't show up, then what? Tyler, one thing if you know about me, I'm a gentleman about this shit.
I know
I'm not telling dirty Bob Ray about this bullshit, because it don't mean shit to me. So, you know, I'm a gentleman about it. We got a misunderstanding. Ain't no problem. See you next time, baby. Yeah, that's how I roll. I mean, but what's the big deal? We got a misunderstanding. What's the big deal? We owe you something? That's all I'm asking. What's the big deal? We got a misunderstanding. We ain't raced.
I'm just,
we ain't did no mistake.
I'm cool. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with if it's a misunderstanding. But what if it was the other way around? Will we get the same? Can we say,
okay, so,
hey, man,
so, okay, if it was up, oh, just tell the truth. You don't, you just know me for a little amount of time. If it was other foot around, do you think I would charge you up and say, Tyler, you owe me $1,000?
Everybody
no,
on this radio
seriously.
Show would do it.
I mean, seriously. Seriously.
No, I don't know what you, I don't know. You kind of seem a little
come
upset.
Come on, Duke. Did you just know me a little bit of time, or do you think I'm going to say, nah, Duke, you owe me. Come on, man. I'm a common sense guy. If I know my driver's going to go over here and make $5,000 or $10,000, I'm not going to tell him to stop his come over here and make $1,000. This man must have know he wasn't having his meeting, didn't he? Because I know damn well he wouldn't lock in his money. He know his driver got to go over and get paid over here. Come on, man. I'm thinking if it ain't no Crandall, the man going to Denton. That's where the last meet was in Denton, right?
Yeah, we're just putting it out there, man. It's just what it is.
Well, I mean, you know, ain't
race,
no problem,
we'll
man.
Race.
I mean, because I ain't trying to rob nobody.
I don't
nobody.
Want
I
nothing
race.
For free. I don't. I'm going to have to pay that
okay.
Troy. If I don't race Troy and I got locked in money with him, I'm going to have to pay.
That's you and Troy, because you and Troy know y'all locked in for Den for sure. If I know, if B going over there to Den, you think I'm going to bag up off of you?
No, I don't know.
You think if
B
going
so.
To Den that night, I'm going to bag up off of you?
I think you're, I don't think you're a coward,
race.
No.
Okay, we're going to race. So I didn't know the man was having a meet. Well, he now he's saying, he going to have his meet work.
When you
so the track don't really open?
Yeah, that's what I've told everybody. I've been telling everybody that, man. Listen, just like I told them, you was going to say exactly what I told them if I called you, man. I told them wherever that car going, I'm going.
That's where it's going. Where else is going to go? Who else going to drive the motherfucker? I can't drive it.
Try to tell them that, man.
Shit. Common sense, man. Y'all could have been jealous about that. Well, T must
don't
be understand, Colin. Beefy to have his meet at Redline. I know damn well he's not gonna drag the man to Den.
Well, I tell you what, just being that I'm a gentleman, I'm gonna say squash all the bullshit. Next time we hit the track and we're locked in, just make sure you know where you're locking in at, because me and you gonna tangle this year, buddy.
I ain't gonna say, man. I've been racing a long time. You already know it. I line up every week.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how this bar works.
I line that bitch up every week.
I'm gonna show you how this ladder bar car with no X brace in it works.
No, you ain't gonna show me. You just wire me up some. See, I ain't wired up no more because I've been in the front so long. It got boring to me. I sat in the back. Now y'all gonna start getting a little fast. Y'all wanna call me out. But all y'all gotta do is wire me up.
No.
I ain't wired yet.
I'm not wired.
See, when I get wired, I go to the 401Ks and all that shit, I start balling out on shit. Get that. But I ain't wide enough. It's not even fun.
Hey, we didn't
that's
call
why I
you
let
up.
Lil Tory take over. I want Lil Tory to have fun now. It's not fun to me no more.
We gonna get you. It's all right. We gonna
I already told you what's gonna happen. I already told you Sunday.
I know you did. We gonna get at you on whatever you bring to the track. Guarantee
okay,
we got one
okay.
For every class.
That what you say?
We got it. We can lock that in right now.
I know one. Well, shit, we can always lock that in. Yeah, we can lock that in right now.
5,000. Whatever I bring to the track, you ain't going to see me.
Whatever. Whatever you bring to the track.
I got
5,000
right now.
With
lock in. When I come to the track, you ain't going to see me.
Bring it.
You're going to pull to the side over there. Wait on me.
You didn't hear me back.
Don't bring nobody else's car. I want you don't view nobody else's shit.
No,
I
got something else working. I got something else working.
Okay,
that's
I don't want nobody else's shit. I know how you white boys do. Y'all click up together and borrow his car. Let me drive the bitch. He don't know it's yours. Get here. Yeah, I want to be your shit. I never ran the track for 10 years straight,
man.
I've got
to be a white boy still.
I got the same motor. I've been having the same motor for 10 years. That's how long
that's
it took y'all to catch up. 10 years. That's how long it took to catch up.
We just ain't been in the same class, that's all.
No, we've been in the same class. I've been running 470s for 7 years.
I offered
so
to run you motor to juice with my chassis car, motor to juice.
Hey, well, look what you were in. I couldn't leave
that's
with you. You probably had a 1360 foot.
I wasn't trying to. I said we weren't in the same class.
Ahead.
We ain't nobody just now.
Yeah, but I'm saying I couldn't leave. The only reason I wouldn't run your chassis car because I was about faster you were. I just couldn't leave with you. You probably had a 103, 104, 60 foot. I can't do nothing with that. You gone.
Yes.
So that's why I wasn't no fool to get up there.
Where the truck at?
I hear you. All right, man. We all good.
Y'all ain't no
fool,
man.
We gonna catch you.
I will race, but
yeah,
we gonna get on, baby. Don't worry about it, Tyler. Tyler, I'm going to get in your pocket, baby, and I'm going to buy you one of them Gucci hats.
One of them Gucci hats.
Oh, I've been wanting one ever since I've seen you with one.
I'm going to get you one, baby. We're going to stand out there side by side with them all.
Hey, baby.
Can't wait.
Hey,
all right, homie. We'll see you at the track. We're going to, hey, if that driver's side door don't get closed and I'm on the left lane, I'm going to suck that bitch completely off. So you better get that shit.
Can't do it. Hey, you ain't got no more power than we do in that truck. You ain't got no more power than you do in that truck. You know that. So stop
hey,
that.
Y'all just
you
trying to
get
that door
back.
I don't want y'all looking
like.
That's
why you're the track you're trying to go to. My fastest time has been in Denton. God damn it, my time has been the same thing at every track I done hit.
You can usually run that slow
I'm
shit.
I'm all down
in
Houston
consistent.
Run the same time.
Fuck, you probably go to Cedar Creek and run that slow shit. You can.
I know, I'm 470. That's how I run. I'm
oh,
right
man.
There with y'all. I guess y'all run 60s or 50s now. What? I don't know. I'm still running 470. Same thing I've been running.
Hey, Kenny, right about now, the last time we raced at Crandall, you lost.
I lost it. Yeah, no, was that at Crandall or was that at Denton? That was at Denton. I lost.
That was at Denton. You lost.
Mm-hmm.
You lost.
I already know. You told me out on that one.
That's why you so say, Duke.
That's
why
I'm ready to
you
get
so
my
how
get back.
They
want
to get me, Duke.
Yep, that's it.
Duke, you didn't lose. You red light. You didn't lose number 500. That's a gentleman's bet, man.
That was a little pressure on him. You know,
a little pressure.
That
was.
That man
scared me out
of there. He done took that. Say, Tyler, you and Duke done took that personal. You Duke boy.
That was charity. That was charity. I was
you
just
the one.
Hey,
Tory,
I was just,
Tory,
you know what?
And
Tory,
I said, hell, I'm going to get
the one
boys
that was hot at Yellow Belly. Tory was the one fired up at Yellow Belly, not us. We
yeah.
didn't take shit much.
No, no. I didn't say
hey.
Anything. Duke started. I didn't say a word. Duke said, I'm going to get on
no,
your
you,
ass.
Yeah,
Duke,
yeah.
Duke,
hey, we're
going to
keep it
100.
Duke, man, Duke.
Yeah, he was. Just like
now.
When we was at the track. Just like we was at the track, and then he asked, how fast did you run? I said 4.78. Then he called me out. Y'all want to do something to you?
Oh, that ain't how that happened. That ain't how that happened.
Hey, B, I told her how
yeah.
fast we ran, how bad my 60-foot was, then Tyler called me out on the line.
No,
I was giving
that
him
ain't
a charity.
How that
hey, see, Tyler, I was up there testing, didn't even know if my truck was going to go down the track, and I just said, hell, give them guys 500. They've been down a long time.
No,
hey,
maybe
hey,
500.
Dude, hey, Duke. Hey, Duke. Thank you. But,
Duke. Tracy.
Yeah.
A win is a win, ain't it?
I told Tyler.
Hey, Duke.
What
yeah.
you
saying? I told Tyler. I said,
it?
Hell.
Yeah, we
yeah, you're right. You're
hey,
right.
But listen, Duke.
This is how. Here's how that went down on the other side of the scene. I told Tyler, I said,
yeah.
man, those poor guys need some new slicks. Here, take them 500 and just
yeah.
give it to them. He said, man,
yeah.
you're going up there in red light. Don't do it like that, dude. Don't hold them out up here.
Hey, Duke, you know what?
Yeah.
I appreciate you. But I know
yeah,
one thing.
I'm trying to look out
I
for
took
you.
Your soul. When you red lighted,
You lost all your fans' money. They pissed off at you.
Everybody
was
mad at him.
Jeremy Duke, they fucking pissed off at you, man. Fuck Duke, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
So thank you, Duke. I appreciate it. But we didn't need no money from no slick buck. I guarantee you, anytime you call me to the track, whatever I race for, I have it myself. I won't ask for no help.
All right. Well, bring that
money.
Let's clear up the airlines here so they can let some more people talk.
Let me put them on three-way.
I'm about to have to go get on the oxygen tank. I'm tired.
Let me put them on three-way.
All right, man. Y'all got that settled, man. That's just a teachable moment. So that's for everybody to know. It was a misunderstanding. And they did a jump in the same squash and they both show up at the track another day. But you want to take the misunderstanding out of it. It looked like it worked itself out tonight. That's why I was so happy about trying to get Kenny Duke on here and get Tory on here so we can get that worked out. Because now you need to show.
So when you went down to
the tip, worried about different shit out there. So it got worked out. So
it's good enough for the sale on one side.
Hey, good luck. All right, man, we're getting ready to get out of here, Sharon. Let's go to that last call. We're going to call it a night for next week.
Valero on the sale. We'll meet you
there. One line. You can call it, Valero. Sharon, let's go there. We're going to get out of here. Run up on that hour. We're going to do last call. We're going to get out of here. Valero,
okay.
You're running your back.
Okay. Undertaker, final comment.
Yeah, that's right.
Jackson, final comment.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Thanks for noticing I had kept putting my hand up, Mr. Sure. I didn't mean to keep pressing the button. Thanks, Mr. Tummy Dog, and I'll see y'all at the races. You heard me? Peace out.
All right.
Bushnell, final comment.
Oh, it's the same with me, Ms. Tracy. Racers, fans, spectators, see y'all at them tracks.
Big D, final comment.
Have a good night.
Richter, final comment.
I second that last comment.
Batman, final comment.
Say, Bushnell, don't worry about it. We got Kid Duke covered. Anytime he hollers at you, let me know. We got him covered.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
Appreciate y'all, Tummy Dog, Miss Sharon, everything all good. But them T-shirts will be out real soon. FAR is going to the designated people. They know who they are on the table. Y'all have a good night.
Lil Tory, final comment.
I'm out.
972-6375, final comment.
Final comment. Yeah, keep the good, man.
Jay Schaefer, final comment.
Y'all have a good night. Don't y'all forget about the 2013 compilation DVD. Y'all get at me. 469-254-5671 if you want your copy. I got all the raisins from January all the way to December. If y'all want a copy, hit me up.
Tracy, it's on you.
All right, good show, man. Just to everybody know, this is what the show is all about, man. Sometimes you can, believe it or not, you can learn things. Hey, people got to understand what they're doing and be clear about what they're doing. One thing I can say about tonight, it got worked out. Because if it wouldn't have got worked out tonight, people would leave the show talking with difference of opinion. They both did the gentleman thing. They agreed on it. If in these races, you got to understand, because guess what? Everybody won't be as nice like they say if the shoe was on the foot. What would the other party would have done? Hey, work this stuff out. It was a teachable moment. We need to keep this thing in mind when we're locking up races and stipulating races. We need to know what's going on. Hey, man, like everybody, once again, think about the Grubbs calendar. We got Grubbs calendars. You can go on TommyDogDragRacing.com. You can go on Hot Rod Gossip. Get your Grubbs calendar. All the race dates on there. All the race dates on that throughout the year, man. She'll be a wonderful year. It's going to be the same happening. So, hey, until next week, man, everybody keep it safe and keep it good. And we'll see y'all next week. Good night, everybody.